بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. The seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the light of every type of praise that people have praised him with, in the light of how Allah tabarakala has praised him in Quran, which we will discuss today, in the light of Surah Al-Kawthar, it is a seerah, it is a unique history, which is a targheeb and a tasalli for his entire ummah for the future. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not like a conqueror of the past. Go in the world and you will see kings. When they'll see kings, they'll show you the castle. They'll say, let's go in the castle, Buckingham Palace. They'll charge people just to walk in the gardens. He went past the palace in London. That poor soldier, he has to stand straight. For how many hours he has to stand? I looked at him, I felt sorry for him. I said, what he gets out of it? He must just stand. And even if a fly comes on his nose, he can't move. He stays to just stand. There's nothing to do but. And as I looked at that, I thought about, look at those sahaba who guarded Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a leader he was, that he made them sit in front of him like a friend. Where that queen, that king, they wouldn't turn their eyes to the person guarding them. They wouldn't give him a look. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he found his sahabi in difficulty, he would go to the sahabi to wipe away the difficulty. The kings of the past, they took pride in how big my castle is. The king of Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's pride was in poverty. His pride was, he said, my house is like the house of Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam. Said, I lift up my hand and I touch the roof. He would make sajda. The feet of Aisha radiallahu anha would be moved. That was the end of the house. We today, depression has hit many people because of searching for a solution in the items of the world. And we forgot a seerah where the happiest of Allah's creation, his seerah taught us that happiness is not in the things of the world, it is with the creator of the world. When he found Almighty Allah, and that targheeb that he gave to the people around him, that Almighty Allah has given us more than enough. This is the meaning of the surah which we will discuss. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah Mukarramah enjoyed the companionship of a friend known as Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu anhu. It was a world of sabr in that era. One is the sabr on your own body, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Udhitu fillah. مَا أُوذِيَ أَحَدٌ مِثْلِي. The amount that I have gone through for the love of Allah, no one before me has ever gone through. And obviously no one after will ever go. A lot of difficulty came upon him. One was on the body, one was on the people around. When we will speak tomorrow about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, one was the exam Allah tabarakala took on his own body, where he saw himself being ready to be thrown in a fire. One was a harder exam where you see it on your children. Sometimes the exam on the children, on the people who are around you, that exam is sometimes harder than the exam on your own body. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam passed with flying colors. Wafa. Allah tabarakala says, and what a nabi he was. Wafa wa Ibrahim al-Nadi wafa. That Ibrahim, how he was faithful, how he fulfilled. My exam and your exam will also take place. It will take place on our body, it will take place. When we will slaughter the animal tomorrow, it is not a slaughtering. It is a reminder that this world has come with qurbani sacrifice. And it is in sacrifice that Almighty Allah becomes happy. Our own nafs, we would love a world which was Jannah from the beginning till the end. I had no problems. I had no one jealous with me. I had no one irritating me. I had no one troubling me. The wife was nice. The father-in-law was nice. Mother-in-law was nice. Food was nice. House was nice. Everything is nice. That person who thinks he can ever find all of it in one, then you tell him you rather die because all of this comes in Jannah. Some boys who ask them, when are you going to get married? He said, I'm looking for the right one. Can you find the right one? Everyone who's married will say, I don't know where you're going to find, because I know I never found it. That right one, that word right, doesn't come in this world. Because it is a world of qurbani, sacrifice. Allah Tawarqala loves, and that sacrifice can reach a level which is called blood. That blood is the most beloved to Allah. Our sacrifice only comes to tears. It has never reached the level of blood. But when it comes to tears also, it breaks us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would see Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu. Many a time you would see him. In Makkah Mukarramah, you saw him so many times. Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu's mother and father were very wealthy. You can understand the wealth of his mother is when his brother was captured in the battle of Badr. And then the message was sent to Makkah Mukarramah, pay. So normally you have to pay the ransom. Everyone else was saying, how much? His mother asked a different question. She said, what is the highest ransom that anyone pays? Tell me that and I'll pay more than that. Someone gets kidnapped. Normally you wait for the person who kidnapped to say how much they want. They say 50 million, 60 million. And even that rich man will say, please bring it down, and I haven't got so much. Imagine you get that man who says to the kidnappers, what's the highest you ever got in your life? Tell me that amount. I want to give you more. That kidnapper will say, I got the right guy. Where you get a person? This mother sent a question to Medina Munawwar. The highest ransom paid, I want to pay higher than that for my son. So Mus'ab ibn Umair for my children was the beloved. How she showered him with love. He became fat, pampered. His mother at night, she had so many khadimas, workers, but she herself would take a bowl and put it by his headside. So that if my son wakes up at night, first thing you will see, my mother kept food. My mother kept a drink. And then Islam comes to Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu. So some have written that he had to go through now the same difficulties which the others went through. He says, some say, bal huwa ashad, rather we would say it was even harder. Because his mother now changed completely. Now she took a qasam that she will never take shade, she'll stand in the sun. So she has him tied up in front of a window, like a window you see through. And she stands in the sun. And in that heat, then she falls down. She falls down unconscious. Her children have to throw water on her just to keep her alive. She forbids them from taking her in the house. She stands again when she comes conscious. He has to look at it. He's just tired. She doesn't allow him food. The time comes when he gets the chance to run away to Habisha Abyssinia. The Sahabi who says, I had to accompany him, says, I remember when he was in Makkah Mukarramah, he was chubby. He says, now when he was making the journey with us, he had become so thin. If you ever saw a person who's chubby and then loses weight, so much weight that his skin starts hanging. He says, I saw his skin hanging like the skin of the snake when it wants to shed. He said, on that journey, this boy had no strength, only 30 years old. He said, we put a stick for him so he could walk. Then on the journey, his feet were so delicate, he had never seen the desert barefoot. He said, as he was walking, he started bleeding. One Sahabi says, I saw another taking his own shoes and giving it to him. He said, you wear this. Because I can manage barefoot in the desert, you can't. He said, I saw another Sahabi caring for him more than he would care for his own children. He said, just because they found a 30-year-old boy who had never seen difficulty. But now, what difficulty he went through. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would see this, how he would feel. Every time he would see it, he would smile. Sometimes he would say, by the custom of that Allah who changes the world with his people. That look at Mus'ab. He says, but wallah, what Allah has given him today is much better than what his mother had given him yesterday. What was that? Allah tabarakallah loves qurban. Blood, His legs bled when he walked to Abyssinia. He comes back to Makkah Mukarramah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is looking for someone to go to Medina. The first muallim teacher of Medina Munawwara was Abyugo. Then the battle of Uhud takes place. He is martyred. Again blood. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at his walking past the martyrs of Uhud. He sees him. Then he says, by the qasam of Allah, shuhada inda Allah yawm al-qiyam. These are the real martyrs. Blood. He says, go visit their qabr. That is why today people visit the martyrs of Uhud. He said, visit their qabrs. He said, wallah, no one will make salam to them till the day of Qiyamah, except that they will return his salam. He said, go and visit. But why will a person stand there and visit, like how in the poem he read? When the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became Qurban. So in the surah which I will explain now, Inna a'tayna al-kawthar, I'm going to explain this point he brought to make them smile. It wasn't a smile the people around him smile. But it wasn't wealth that he brought to make them smile. It wasn't the things of the world. When he and you to make our children smile, today's time phone. It wasn't the things of the world. When me and you to make our children smile is, what can I give my son? For him it was, what can I teach my companions? They found him smiling no matter what condition. So if we can walk on the seerah, the meaning of seerah is a path. Allah Tabarakala discusses the seerah in three verses. Inna a'tayna kal kawthar. فَصَلِّي لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرِ. I will translate these three, give a slight explanation. May Allah Tabarakala, let it then become part of our seerah. It is a loving lifestyle. He wanted it for himself and for every one of us. In the beginning part of Makkah Mukarramah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a lot of difficulties. He saw difficulties from his immediate neighbors. Immediate neighbor is his uncle Abu Lahab. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has no child, boy. His first son is called Qasim. But Qasim passes away when he is young, Mata Siflan. At that time he has not yet made a claim of being the Nabi of Allah, so no one is really angry, upset with him, Qasim. Then he is blessed with Zainab. By the time he gets the child, Abdullah, his second son, who some would call Tayyib, some would call Tahir, Abdullah. This was after he had begun inviting people to Islam. So when you have people who hate you, they always just looking for something to laugh about. For Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hardest was losing a son. The Arabs understood, like how me and you understand, your name remains with your son. Your name doesn't remain with a daughter. At that time, they never even liked daughters. Abdullah passes away. Allah Tabarakala took away Abdullah at that moment for so many different reasons and wisdoms. But one was that every person of this ummah who will come till the ending, if ever you find that you are now becoming good, and when becoming good, instead of finding doors opening, you find doors closing. That's when the person says, but now when I started reading my salah. So the death of Abdullah took place when the dawah of Islam started. If you wanted the door to open, it's supposed to open now. That I am the Nabi of Allah, everything supposed to happen for me, immediately door close. Abdullah passes away. When Abdullah passes away, the people start celebrating. Abu Lahab goes out. He says, Batira Muhammadun al-Layl. Batira. From here you get the word Abtar. Batira. Batira means cut. His lineage has been cut. Asked in while. Main enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, celebrating says, Utruku Muhammadan. They don't worry about this man in his call, because he is fahuwa abtar. His lineage has been cut. La walada yarithuhu. No boy to inherit from him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is quiet. At the time when you lose your son, you expect at least someone to come to the house to give tasalli. He's getting the opposite. As people are walking past, they're saying, Abtar, Abtar, Abtar. Cut. There is no one. Now they're mocking in Makkah Mukarramah. A siege is laid on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and whoever is giving him support, they have to go into the valley of at that time what was known as the valley of Abu Talib. 3 years siege. Anyone entering Makkah Mukarramah, they're asking, what is happening to that boy who is making a claim to be the Nabi of Allah? They say, relax. Butira Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad has been cut away from all help. La nasira, la wali, no one to help him. His lineage has been cut. People have cut away. His nation has cut away. His dawah is going to be cut. It was in such a time where Allah Tabarakullah has won tasalli, where he kept Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiling. If me and you can understand little Quran, in the beginning verse, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Indeed, we have given you more than enough. That word ka means you. You refer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first, but if Allah wanted, and it had to be a Quran, it would have been, Inna a'tayna Muhammadan al-Kawthar. Indeed, we have given Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than enough. Allah tabarakallah put the word ka. Ka refers to you. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To the ummah as a whole, when you will find the West, when you will find technology, when you will find Western propaganda, when you will find newspapers, when you will find someone in the world mocking on Islam, then Allah tabarakallah says, don't worry, Islam, we have given you more than enough. Relax. And to every ummah also. When I will find people around me who mock me, do I go in depression? When I will find my child has passed away, do I go in depression? When I will find that some difficulty came in my life, do I go in depression? When I find that someone above me passed away, someone under me passed away, someone close to me on my side passed away, when I find my business is not giving what it gave yesterday, when I find I went to the doctor and the doctor said, it's not good news, at that time do I fall in a depression? Or does this verse, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, make me smile as it made Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If I can smile with this one verse, I'm walking on the right seerah. I am walking on a path that my Nabi smiled with this. Whereas he was going through such conditions, everyone cut away from him, that he lost his son and people are enjoying. I never went through such conditions. For him it was blood being sacrificed, for me it's a little tears. Any condition, wallah, an individual who can say Allahu Akbar, then he can read Surah Fatiha, and then he can say, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. And he thinks of the meaning, that my Allah is saying to me, indeed I have given you more than enough. Kawthar from kathur, kathir. Before that you have the word khair. Khair means goodness. Khair e kathir. So much of goodness is called kawthar. In that kawthar, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about the world's kawthar. Goodness in this world, he spoke about the goodness in the year after. For him, one kawthar, one time he smiled. Sahaba radiallahu anhu says, what happened? He says, May Allah wa'adani rabbi nahran fil jannah. So when I went for Mi'raj, I was shown, my Allah promised me a river in Jannah. That river also is coming to me and you, may Allah make it. We all die on the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Where it's his river, he said, this is your river also. Where it is his pond, he said, it's your pond. He said, when I went for Mi'raj, I saw my river in Jannah. He described this river. He said, it is water which is more cooler than ice. He said, it is more whiter than milk. Sometimes he said, more brighter than silver. He said, it is sweeter than honey. Then you have the sand. Go in the ocean and you will see how wonderful the water is. Sometimes they say, let's snorkel in this water. You can see the fish moving. But in that water you will definitely feel sand. No matter how clean the water is, the sand does give out. Go touch that sand. He said, but the sand which will be of my river, even that sand will be giving out a smell more better than musk. This is that river. Then he explained how huge this river is in Jannah. Forget Jannah, he explained how huge this river will be. When he will say, Hawdun taridu alayhi ummati. Forget Jannah. He said, on the day of Qiyamah, my ummah, when they will be thirsty, Almighty Allah will establish two what we will call like gutters. And those gutters will come from the sky, meaning from Jannah onto the plains of Hashar. And as they come, then water from that river will start coming down. And it will create a hawd. Hawd, what we will call like a talab, a pond. Taridu alayhi ummati. He says, my ummah will now start coming towards this pond. He said, I will be in the center of it. He said, if ever you see difficulty in this world, his closest companions were the Ansar. They were in Medina Munawwara. He said, سَتَلْقَوْنَ بَعْدِي أَثَرَ. After I pass away, you might find people are giving preference to others over you. The leaders are becoming of the Quraysh. You're not Quraysh. You might become a little hurt that we did so much for Islam, but we're not getting those positions now. Then he said, make sabr. فَصْبِرُوا حَتَّى تَلْقَوْنِ عَلَى الْحَوْرِ. Until you will meet me at my pond. That message he gave to me and yours. Sometimes in this world we will find difficulties. That advice, فَصْبِرُوا. Make a little sabr until I'll meet my Nabi at the pond. Till I'll meet my Nabi at the pond. One person in a poem said so beautifully, شَرَبَتَمْ مِنْ يَدَيْكْ لَسْتُ أَرُجُوْ سِوَا. If I am allowed to be able to drink from your hands, it is more than that I'm not going to ask. شَرَبَتَمْ مِنْ يَدَيْكْ لَسْتُ أَرُجُوْ سِوَا. If I can just get that drink from your hand, sir, I'll be in the middle. He said, آنيته عدد نجوم السماء. He said, look at the stars. The amount of stars Allah will create for every one star, a goblet, a glass. And the glass will be placed around. And my ummah will be told, come and drink. Sometimes he mentioned, one drink will remove thirst, after which a man will never have to drink again because of thirst. Now he will only want to drink because of happiness. Sometimes he described the length, the breadth of this. He said how huge it is, how lengthy it is. There was one place known as Eila. Eila is what we will call Palestine. They call it Israel. Palestine, the port of Palestine is Eila. He says from Eila if you carry on, and the Arabs understood, they used to go to Palestine, Palestine, Aqsa. He said from the port of Eila if you carry on, until you will come to Yemen. In Yemen at that time, Sana'a was famous. Sana'a, Yemen. He said, Sana'a, Eila to Sana'a. In today's time, they say about 2,200 kilometers. 2,200 kilometers. If a person jumps in a car and he says, I want to drive the length of this thing. In normal driving, our driving, people in Ermelo, when they drive, it's like half that amount. But normal driving hours will be about 27 hours. 27 hours length. And you are just carrying on, next to you is Hawd al-Kawthar. 27 hours. And the breadth will be 1,000 kilometers. And he said, that's years. At the same time, he said, it's my ummah. It's yours also. To be able to swim in that. To be able to drink. Kawthar, the pond of Kawthar. One meaning is, I have given you more than enough. Me and you also have been promised. All Allah Tabarakallah now asks is, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. We have to do two things for Allah. Perform salah for Allah and sacrifice for Allah. Fasalli salah, we all understand. Nahar, tomorrow we will see one meaning of nahar. Zabah is a normal cow, sheep, goat, we call it zabah, slaughter. The camel, they would call it nahar. For the Arabs, the highest and the best thing to slaughter was the camel. Everything lower than the camel was small stuff. So the camel had a specific name also, nahar, where you poke it by the throat and the blood just starts coming. Because in the camel, if ever you got a chance to see blood, you will see it when you slaughter a camel. You will see it when you slaughter a cow and how much. But when the camel is knocked, it's like the fire extinguisher has opened up. And blood just starts coming on. Blood, blood. That's the meaning of nahar. Sacrifice so much that blood also comes in. وَصَلِّي لِرَبِّكَ Allah Ta'ala says, two things I ask for you. Your salah, meaning your ibadat, be only for Allah. وَنْحَرْ and your sacrifice be for Allah. What sacrifice? The sacrifice of desires, the sacrifice of wealth, the sacrifice of life, the sacrifice of what I wanted, and to say, but my Allah wanted something else. In this world there will be a lot of sacrifice. One person wrote an email to me. The person writes that I got the news that my husband is infertile. So now I'm born in depression. I hate him. I resent him. I don't know what to do. My whole life has caved in. So I never answered the email still. I just read it and I said, just one message, that your husband will never be able to make you pregnant. And that immediately finishes a person's whole life. If that individual just says, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, that Allah is saying, I have given you more than you. Meaning you think only with a child you can find happiness. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lost all his sons, all. He was going to be blessed with one son later on in Medina Munawwara, Ibrahim. Ibrahim was also going to go. In his own life, he was going to see his daughters passing away. Zainab was going to pass away. Ruqayya was going to pass away. Umm Kulthum. One daughter was left, and even to her, he said, few years, few months after I go, you also going. He lost so many people around him. But did it put him in a depression? Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Allah said, I've given you more than enough. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. But for ya Allah, perform salah and sacrifice. Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. Shani'un from shan. Shan means someone who doesn't like you at all. And he just wants to see harm coming to you. Almighty Allah says, that person you don't fight with. Huwa al-abtar. We will cut him ourselves. He'll get cut off. Abu Lahab got cut. Abu Jahl got cut. To such an extent they got cut. Abu Lahab got so badly cut that all his children, besides one, all his children read Kalima. All his children started reading Tabbat Yada Abi Lahab. That destruction on Abu Lahab. They were his own sons, his own daughters, they all read Kalima. As for him, he got cut. Allah Ta'ala said, we'll cut him. You might sometimes say, that person has done me down. The surah is to say, what you worried about? If he done you down, we have given you more than enough. So he will cut him. Which one person gave advice, he said, don't bother about running behind the one who has done you down. Life itself will meet him and put him to his problem. Life itself will meet him and take him to his problem. Don't worry of running behind the one who done you down. Life itself will meet him and put him in his problem. He will find depression from this angle, anger from this angle, problems from that angle. As for you, what you worried about? Allah Ta'ala has given you more than enough. فَصَلِّي لِرَبِّكَ Say Allahu Akbar. And say for my Allah. One har and then slaughter. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read the surah in Makkah Mukarramah. When he came, but it wasn't the explanation of one har and after that he went out and he slaughtered. But it wasn't there every day of your life. Perform salah and be ready to be. Now you do it every day of your life. Perform salah and be ready to sacrifice. Perform salah and be ready to sacrifice. Perform fajr and sacrifice for Allah till zuhr. Perform zuhr and sacrifice for Allah till asr. Perform asr and sacrifice for Allah till maghrib. Perform maghrib, sacrifice for Allah till isha. Allah says, whoever is trying to knock you, we'll cut him off. And as for you, khayr kathir, more than enough will come. What a seerah it was. Allah tabarakallah grant. We don't worry the chance. We walk on the seerah. We don't have to worry of everyone around. We don't worry of those who said, I don't like you. The one we said is always jealous of me. The one we said is trying to do me down. It is my job, it's for Allah, salah, and for Allah, sacrifice. And I will remain smile, and I can make the people around me smile. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.